AM. Today is December 20th, Go Caroling Day. I'd go caroling, but I always forget the words. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la. Blah, 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 blah. See, I'm a terrible caroler on Go Caroling Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. It's
seven. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. At the Democrats' sixth debate of the campaign, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg responds to Senator Amy Klobuchar's questioning his lack of experience.
Do you want to talk about the capacity to win? Try putting together a coalition to bring you back to office with 80% of the vote as a gay dude in Mike Pence's Indiana.
If you had won in Indiana, that would be one thing. You tried and you lost by 20 points. Good luck.
When he ran for state treasurer in 2010, the debate was in Los Angeles on PBS.
Did that happen?
President Trump signed the defense spending bill into law today, then heads to Florida for 2 weeks for the holidays. Crown Miss America, Camille Schreier, a biochemist from Virginia.
Miss America is someone that needs to educate, be able to communicate with everyone, and that's what I do as a woman of science. And we need to show that Miss America can be a scientist and that a scientist can be Miss America.
The competition, they don't call it a pageant anymore, was on NBC. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, because we can't have that, can we? Remember Miss America 2013?
Thank you. Thank you all very much. As the newly crowned Miss America, I look forward to showing up at ribbon-cutting ceremonies and taking pictures with underprivileged children. And speaking of children, I will also make sure that I use the word children in every speech, even if I'm visiting an old age home where people are gross. In the event I am unable to fulfill my duties as Miss America, the runner-up, who is not as pretty as me, will be sworn in at that time and assume my position. Within a matter of days, none of you will remember my name.
Shopping mall traffic and wall-to-wall shoppers. Sales clerks that need a swift bust in the choppers. Meanwhile, my car gets another door ding. These are a few of my least favorite things. Another lame party with people from work. The rest of the year, they're all really big jerks. Grandmas and reindeer, Mariah and Bing. These are a few of my least favorite things. From September to December, stress you cannot believe. But I'll forget all my least favorite things when I'm drunk on you.
Our job is to help take that holiday stress away here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Are we doing a good job?
No.
Okay, well.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Daddy is still ministering to Bailey as she recovers from that serious surgery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Not a bad last official day of fall with clouds increasing today, but a little milder. We're dry. High temperature in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, as winter begins, the winter solstice, showers are likely tomorrow, tomorrow night, Sunday, Sunday night. High temperatures will be in the lower 50s. The rainfall amounts could be significant. Then a risk of some leftover showers on Monday, but most of Christmas week will be dry and much warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
One of the things that's almost the same, identical medical regimen for Bailey as there was for Hershey, including this supersized antibiotic. And I guess Bailey doesn't like to take medicine. So his big challenge has been trying to get the stuff in her that anybody has suggestions on that, we'd love to hear about them. I fortunately have a friend who is amazing with that kind of stuff. It's helped us keep Hershey. He's bouncing back well from that that follow-up procedure.
No, that's good. That's great.
And I know this because I got home last night, and all of a sudden I see this little black furry thing pop up on the bed. And I, what are you doing here, man? You're not supposed to be jumping.
No, better be careful.
But it didn't affect him, and we carried him down. That's been the thing. After a surgery, they're like, we all want to go back to work the next day, right? Can't do that most of the time. And they want to go back to being the dog they were before the surgery right away. And that's now not a very good idea either. 706, our rocket scientist of the day earlier today was somebody who calculated that 2:13 on December 26th is the precise moment when we will have had it with our families.
It's like, okay, you're going to be looking at your watch.
Yeah.
All right, it's 2:10.
I would love for at least a couple of people having heard that to try that theory that 2:16 on the 26th or 2:13 on the 26th, that's when you've had it up to here.
I don't know. Phone's ringing.
I'll grab that. I'm going to mention, though, that was brought to you by Applied Security, Mark and Vicky, a great local team that have been protecting us.
Hang on.
We, the precious commodity that can't be replaced at Blue Water Broadcasting.
B-S-B-S-B-S.
Well, I think we're still pretty valuable. Their systems are top-notch, state-of-the-art. They can protect your home, your business, your family, your property, and they can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. So call them at 279-8338, 279-8338. That is Applied Security. Here's William B. He knows a little bit about dogs.
Hey, of course, he's probably already thought of this, but when I have to give the girls a pill of any kind, I take a slice of cheese and kind of ball it up in that, and that works for them. I don't know if it'll work for Bailey or not.
Well, Briscoe's easy because Briscoe will eat anything. You put the pill in, he gets it down. But Hershey sniffs everything, and he knows right, when there's something in there, and that makes him a little bit more of a challenge.
Yeah, Hope she pretty much eats anything, but Faith, yeah, sometimes you can wrap it in cheese and she'll kind of roll it around in her mouth. She looks kind of like Nancy Pelosi doing it. And spit the pill out, you know?
What did somebody describe her denture as? It looks like she's got a fugitive denture.
Fugitive.
Oh, man.
That was the blog.
David Blackman, Fugitive denture. That was the line of the year. That just cracked me up.
I would try cheese. If she likes cheese, and what dog don't like cheese?
We'll give it a shot. Thank you so much, William.
All right, man.
9 minutes after 7 o'clock, I got to find the Food Outlet specials. Gosh, $3.94 a pound for New York strips. That is an awesome, awesome deal. As you can see, I'm so well organized here.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. We have Kathy on the line. Hi, Kathy. Good morning.
Hey, Greg, I'm sorry. I'm about to say my own name.
It's okay.
First of all, Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas
and
to you.
You're talking about your pet and medicines. You know I've got a golden retriever, mm-hmm. and she got stung by a wasp this past spring. And the only way I can give her the medicine, I would get Jif peanut butter, put it on some bread, put the pills on the bread, on the peanut butter, close it up like a sandwich to where they couldn't even see the pills. She ate it. No problem. But you got to make sure to give them Jif peanut butter because other peanut butters have that artificial sweetener that can kill the dogs.
Oh. Well, we don't want that.
No, but I put the Jif on it and she took her medication like she was supposed to, never even knew the difference.
I appreciate the tip. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day, hon.
You too. Merry Christmas. I don't know. Jif, by the way, is cost plus 10 at Food Outlet. I'm a Peter Pan guy myself.
Do they have their own? What's their brand?
The Food Outlet?
Sun something, right? So what is it?
Surefine.
Surefine.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking Sun something.
Their house brands are all really good.
Yeah. And that is going to be even cheaper than the Jif that's cost plus 10.
You are absolutely correct on that, and it's good, too. Best house brand of any store in town, without question. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. Local news and then back with random facts. Have your note-taking devices handy so you can go to Food Outlet with a $10 gift certificate for playing and winning our pop quiz.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Clanton man charged with murder in a deadly boating accident on Lake Jordan has pleaded guilty. Damian Bruno pleaded guilty to 2 counts of murder in a deadly crash on the 4th of July. 2 people died in the crash, 5 others were injured. A local high school's food pantry is in need of donations. Lee High School's food pantry serves 100 students a week, sending them home on Fridays with a backpack full of food for the weekend. Contact Lee High School if you're interested in donating. And it's Camellia Bowl weekend in the capital city. The pep rally is tonight at 5 at the train shed, followed by the Christmas parade at 6. The big game between Arkansas State and Florida International University kicks off at 4:30 Saturday. Tickets are still available. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Only 5 more days to Christmas. Holy crap, it's almost here. Too much shopping, so it's time to just start pounding beer.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. Make New Year's Eve one to remember aboard the Harriet 2, sponsored by Bama Budweiser. This party cruise boards at 10 p.m. and includes live music on each deck, champagne toast with commemorative glass, light appetizers, party favors, and a cash bar. Reserve seating available for $60 inside and $40 for the outside patio. Fireworks display at midnight. Must be 21 or older to board. For information, go to funandmontgomery.com or call 625-2100.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Huh, are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole, that's dumb.
That's because you know it'll stick.
You're full of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
like double dog dare you.
And now.
Oh, yeah, I triple dog dare you to do
random facts.
That's all I had.
Well, I accept that dare.
Okay.
Did you know there is a bacterium that does not, or that does photosynthesis, but without sunlight? Photosynthesis being the conversion of sunlight into energy, food for plants.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. A bacterium will do it without sunlight. Instead, it uses what's called thermal black body radiation. This was discovered in 2005 on a deep sea hydrothermal vent at a depth of 2,400 meters in complete darkness, and found that photosynthesis still takes place, even that far down without sunlight. Did you know there is a man named Oswald who can be heard only at Embankment Station, and I believe this is in London.
Embankment Station?
Yeah, Embankment Station in London somewhere. You hear his voice saying, "Mind the gap," as you step across. In 2012, they were planning on changing all the voiceovers, but decided not to at this station. When Oswald's wife told them that he had passed away in 2007, so she would visit the Embankment Station because she loved to listen to him when she was on the way to work. So they kept it there.
Not to be morbid, but you do know that if something happens to me, I've already given permission to rerun old shows called Dead Budell.
No, I did not know that.
Overnighter.
But we've got plenty.
Yeah, no, you could keep me around for years.
We have years of you.
So, but I've said it on the air. Anybody ask, now you know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say.
There's a comment here that says, when I was a little kid, my dad worked at a public library, and he recorded, "The library will be closing in 10 minutes. He did that on tape. We moved away soon after. 11 years later, we stopped by for a visit. We stopped in near closing time, and we heard a much less clear but very familiar voice because they were still using the same tape.
Wow.
And it was still, you know, it's a nice little thing.
Yeah.
It's interesting how there is, we've got reel to reels here. I just don't know how many of them actually work. But my father, I have reel to reels at my house, or I have reels of tape at my house.
You know, might be able to help you with that, Dan Black.
Yeah. And I may need to get that together and see, because I don't know what's on it. I have no idea. But I know he used to really like to play guitar and record himself. So I'm curious as to what's there. Anyway, did you know, in 1859, there was a massive solar storm. So big that telegraph operators in Boston, Massachusetts, unplugged their batteries and were still able to send messages to Portland using only the auroral current that was coming off of the big solar storm.
We've had a couple of those in more recent memory, and I remember getting warned about that, you know, they could interfere with everything from television transmission and stuff. One of the things when you know, go on a long drive, like to Georgia, there are places where you see the telephone wires along the side of the road. And usually there's a railroad track next to those because that's the old telegraph system that they used to use back in the post-Civil War days. It's just interesting to me, you know, when you follow these routes.
Yeah. If I can time it right and get lucky, the next time I go to Seattle, I can make an attempt to see the Northern Lights. There are a few places around Seattle that if the conditions are good,
yeah,
you can see the Northern Lights.
I saw them from Minnesota.
Yeah.
And it's pretty wild.
I'd love to go do that. There's a comment on this, though. This is 1859. I guess it's from a newspaper. The sky was so crimson that many who saw it believed that neighboring locals were on fire.
Wow.
Americans in the South were particularly startled by the Northern Lights, which migrated so close to the equator that they were seen in Cuba and Jamaica. Elsewhere, however, there appeared to be genuine confusion. In South Carolina, masons awoke and began to lay bricks at their job site until they realized the hour, and they went back to bed. In Bealeton, Virginia, larks were stirred from their sleep at 1 a.m. and began to warble. In cities across America, people stood in the streets and gazed up at the heavenly pyrotechnics. In Boston, some even caught up on their reading, taking advantage of the celestial fire to peruse the local newspaper.
It's an amazing special effect,
yeah,
by Mother Nature.
And did you know, this is a Star Wars fact for you, which probably means if you're a Star Wars fan, you already know it. There's not really anything that I can pull out that's like, oh, I did not know that, you're a Star Wars fan.
I'm still getting up to speed.
Anthony Daniels, he's the guy who plays C-3PO.
I knew that.
Yeah, you know, the gold-looking, yeah.
Yes.
See, just to make sure you knew who he was. He is the only actor to have appeared in every episodic film of the Star Wars series. So, in other words, not the Han Solo movie that they did or whatever, but everything that is Star Wars from 1977 all the way up until the one that released today, he is in every single one of them, all of them.
I'll have you know that.
And the only one to do that.
If you ever make it to our house, I have a Star Wars bathroom rug.
Do
in front of the toilet.
What does it say? Use the force.
It's got a. No, I think it's just a logo.
Okay.
And a rug pattern. Pretty sure about that.
Well, it should say use the force then. A little bit of advice when you're there. Did you know, during the Civil War, the King of Siam, which Siam is now known as Thailand, he offered President Lincoln war elephants to help fight the Confederates. Is that Tusk? yeah, Lincoln, of course, respectfully declined the offer. First comment here says Civil War history would have been a whole lot cooler if Lincoln had said yes.
That would have been interesting.
Having elephants? Oh, man. Did you know, depending on the species, most bamboos only flower once every 60 to 130 years.
Again, who lives that long to figure that out?
I don't know. Often they do this simultaneously worldwide, regardless of the geographic location. That's fascinating to me. I have no idea how, but but that worldwide they do that. Coming up on Random Facts, we will talk about English Parliament, which is always a fun thing to watch. The Boeing B-52 Stratofortress, which is a gigantic plane.
It's an amazing machine.
How many trees are on Earth? We'll tell you that. Also, a mega farm in, I believe, somewhere in China. And we'll have a random fact about Mr. Irving Berlin. All coming up.
You were a white Christmas, white.
White.
White Christmas? I believe you did.
Correct.
Thank you. Okay, let's take a look at the Food Outlet specials. Now, everything in Food Outlet is cost plus 10, but they go above and beyond. I can't believe, I don't remember the last time I saw New York strips. These are USDA grade A strips. They'll cut them to whatever specifications you want. $3.94 a pound. Surprise the family. Serve them steak. They'll think that you're quite the big shot. And only you have to know that you got them at Food Outlet, where they're about $5 a pound cheaper. Bluebell ice cream, the very best, all flavors, $3.96. That's under $4 for a full half gallon of Bluebell ice cream. Also in the meat department, pork spareribs, or spork paribs, as I call them, $1.65 a pound. Pork tenderloins, that's one of the easiest and quickest meals to make because it's so lean. $1.97 a pound for the tenderloins. And Kelly's smoked sausage. Kinect is always cheaper than the other stores. They want $4.99. At Food Outlet, it's $3.86. But Kelly smoked sausage, $3.35 for the one-pound package. And throughout the store, you're going to save. All Coke products, $3 for the 12-pack. So shop and save real money at all three Food Outlet locations at 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook, 720 East Main in Prattville. That's west of 31. And Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall in Montgomery at 723. Back with part two of Random Facts Tonight.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Both interstates have moderate to light traffic this morning. A quick merge at the 6585 interchange downtown. The boulevard has light to moderate traffic. Most congested spots on the Northeast Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. Also East Boulevard at I-85. And we're seeing some light pockets of congestion on the East, South, and West Boulevard. School zones are in effect. Buckle up, drive carefully, and we will keep you updated. If there's going to be a Christmas puppy under the tree, make sure its life comes complete with Invisible Fence. With both indoor and outdoor systems, you can call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Alabama certification number 99004.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. My Millbrook store is now closed and all sold items must be picked up or delivered by the 22nd. My Montgomery stores are full of fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, bed frames, and furniture pieces at true discount prices. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are available for prompt pickup or delivery. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite store for 20 years because we offer more choices, lower prices, and great customer service. Oh yeah, and these really snazzy radio ads I do. We sell mattresses by the set, mattress only, or foundation only. County, and we have quality bed frames in all sizes. We have nice bargain mattresses, a huge selection of mid-range sets, and some of the finest mattresses around, under $3,000. No interest financing is available. We can order odd-sized mattresses, and we will be closed Christmas Eve and day. We're on the Atlanta Highway with two showrooms across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now,
here's the happy ending to today's
random facts.
And they are happy endings. There's nothing morbid that I remember in this. So, did you know, during the official state opening of the English Parliament by the Queen, a ceremonial hostage politician is delivered to the Lord Chamberlain to ensure the safe return of the Queen from Parliament. It is a tradition that dates back to the time of Charles I in the 1600s.
Jeez, a ceremonial
hostage politician, yes. Because the Queen, they give the Queen to Parliament so that she can do what she needs to do, and in return they give somebody of theirs to them, and they, you know, make the trade. I guess. It's just an interesting tradition.
They make the trade, but the last time they did it, they offered a king to be named later. Thank you.
It kind of reminds me of what we do here whenever there's the State of the Union address. Somebody stays behind.
Oh, yeah.
In case of a horrible tragedy. This was interesting because during my tease a minute ago, before we went to break, I mentioned all these things we were going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And this next one was the Boeing B-52 Stratofortress.
Yes.
Get a phone call from a listener who is the president of the B-52, not fan club type thing. That's not what I want to say. But he's a wealth of knowledge about the B-52. Flew them.
Wow.
In fact. And I went ahead and gave him the random fact, which I figured he probably is already going to know, but he corrected me on some stuff.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, which is great. The Boeing B-52 Stratofortress first flown in 1952. He agreed with that. I was telling him that there are still 58 in active service. He said, no, there's 75. So I went to the linked article and found out that, yes, there are 58 of them in, where did it go? I just had it right here. 58 of them in active service, 18 are in reserves, but he told me about those reserves. They still fly them almost every day. They fly those in the reserves. And then there's 12 more of them in active long-term storage. So there's about 75, and he said they just pulled another one out of the boneyard, put that into reserves as well, so there's 76 that are still in service, and it is expected to remain in service into the 2050s. This is the Stratofortress. It's a big plane.
Yeah, I saw, I think Air Warriors is the name of the show, and I saw the documentary on how they developed it and how it has been an effective use in so many conflicts in the time that it's been around. And they do expect it, like the DC-3 is the other plane, I think, to make it to 100 years of service,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty amazing.
The C-130 is almost just as old, I think, 1954 on that one. But yeah. Did you know how many trees the Earth has?
How many trees? I'm going to start with a trillion.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah.
That's a very good place to start. I'd say you're close, but when you're talking in numbers that large, it's a pretty big gap. 3 trillion.
Three.
3 trillion.
Or tree trillion if you're from the Bronx. They got 3 trillion trees.
Tree trillion. Yeah.
That's right.
3 trillion. Earth has about 3 trillion trees. God, that's horrible. This equates to about 420 trees per person. There are more trees on Earth than there are cells in a human brain or stars in our galaxy.
And they're processing all this. That's how we get the air that we breathe. And we actually have restored and replaced millions and millions of trees.
Yeah, I mean, we're good about the whole, it's not called reforestation. I know it's called deforestation, but you know what I'm saying. We're good about, like, cutting down and repopulating, that sort of thing. But there are certain habitats that we're not doing that with, or I say we aren't, but I'm speaking specifically of the rainforest.
Right.
Which is the one that's like, you know, you cut that down, it's hard to get that back. So stop doing it. But did you know the Mujajang City Mega Farm? I'm screwing the name of that up. Anyway.
Sir Pete Buttigieg.
Mujajang. It's a 22.5 million acre dairy farm. It's the size of Portugal.
Wow. That's a big dairy farm.
It has 100,000 cows. It is owned by both the Chinese and Russians.
Russians?
Yeah, Russians. It supplies the Russians. It supplies the Russian market with 800 million liters of milk per year.
Wow.
Oof.
Milk is cost plus 10 at food outlet, too.
And finally, our random fact about Irving Berlin. On this day in 19, or not this day, did you know in 1943, Irving Berlin was presenting the Best Song Oscar at the 15th Academy Awards. When he opened up the envelope, he informed the audience that, "I am very glad to present this award. I have known this person for a very long time." He won for White Christmas. Mm.
That is a great random fact to wrap up the group with today.
Yeah. Those are your random facts.
Is that the only time somebody's ever...
I'm wondering that myself. I don't know.
Interesting.
Okay, no. He is the only one in history to have presented...
Himself
his own award at the Oscars.
How about that? Okay, Jay is going to get together with Jay, and he's going to come up with a $10 food outlet pop quiz question while he's working on that. Let's talk about Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. I made purchase number 6 from them, and there's one number that I need to pass along to you. And this is over a period of years now. It's not like we go out and buy cars every other day, but I've had the privilege of speaking on their behalf for several years. The number that I wanted to share with you is the amount of money we've had to spend on repairs that didn't include regular maintenance, like oil changes and stuff. I'll give you one guess on that number. It is zero. Zero. I'm telling you this because when I say these cars are checked out and vetted, you can depend on that. Whether you're getting something of more recent vintage, like the 19 Rogue I got about a month ago, had 12,000 miles on it. But, man, the upgrades on the Nissan Rogue from in just a couple of years are amazing. It's got blind spot recognition. That'll come in handy driving to Florida and driving down there in that nut house. Emergency braking features. If you're drifting out of your lane for any reason, it'll let you know. That's nice. Got a great sound system. You can plug in. You can do satellite. You can do anything you want. Awesome car. But the most important thing, whether you're buying, like for a new driver, you want them with something that's had a good vehicle history, that is safe and looks nice so they won't be embarrassed to drive it. Oh, my God, humanity. Like this 2009 Ford Focus. Beautiful little car. $4,800. The mechanics at Ingram have checked it out. Terry Adams recommends the 2012 Suzuki SX4. Says that's one of the best cars ever made. And they've got one under $5,000 at Jack Ingram. So see Tip Tames and his team. Know this, too. If financing has kept you from trying to get a better set of wheels, don't let it stop you from going there, because they have over 20 programs for people that might have had a credit issue or two. And I've been there. I know that. So that's how you rebuild it. Get a loan, pay it off, and your credit score will go up like you wouldn't believe. Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or jackingram.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for that $10 food outlet pop quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, going back to part one of our random facts earlier this morning. President Lincoln was offered something from a foreign dignitary to help in the Civil War fight. He declined. What was he offered?
272-9228. 272-9228. We are waiting for your call. First person with the correct answer wins while Rich updates the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather. Good morning, everybody. Not a bad last official day of fall with clouds increasing today, but a little milder. We're dry. High temperature in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, as winter begins, the winter solstice, showers are likely tomorrow, tomorrow night, Sunday, Sunday night. High temperatures will be in the lower 50s. The rainfall amounts could be significant. Then a risk of some leftover showers on Monday, but most of Christmas week will be dry and much warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All right, first person in on today's pop quiz question, Keith from Santuck. What was this thing that was offered to Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War?
War elephant.
That is it.
Correct.
And you are the winner of $10 of shopping at Food Outlet. You might want to consider those New York strips at $3.94 a pound, because that sounds like more than 2 pounds. I did the math without even using a calculator. So you hang on there, my friend. Jay will get you jam up and jelly tight with that. Rodney, we thank you for trying. You'll be in our end-of-the-week prize drawing, which is next hour.
Thank you.
We're giving away some great stuff. Good luck to you with that. Keith from Santuck, our old buddy, you're in the end-of-the-week grand prize drawing as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Did I
Hey, Keith, call back. I need to get your info.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Call me back, Keith.
What is wrong with you?
Glad you asked. I'm glad, yeah. It's kind of frightening when 20 seconds after you talk to somebody, say, hang on, you say, thanks for coming by. It's just very busy in here today. We're going to hit the Traffic Dungeon, Fox Business, and Animal Stories coming up next.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. We're after 7:30 now, and we're seeing more and more vehicles on I-65 and 85 headed into the city. Still a quick merge at the 65-85 interchange. Moderate with pockets of heavy traffic on the boulevard around the city. Our heaviest spots on the Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard from I-85 to Vaughan. We have light to moderate traffic on 231 from Wetumpka inbound and also 31 inbound from Prattville. No accidents reported to us at this time. We will keep you updated. If you're in a wreck and you're wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Christmas Parties. May you make it through your office holiday party without a visit to the Human Resources Department. Stay sober, my friend.
Report. Expect stocks on Wall Street to look to add to gains from yesterday when the Dow was up 137, NASDAQ up 59, and S&P up 14. It was liftoff a short while ago from Cape Canaveral, Florida for Boeing's new Starliner capsule. NASA and Boeing are conducting a test flight of a capsule that could one day carry astronauts to the International Space Station. It's considered a critical dress rehearsal. The Starliner carried Christmas treats and presents for the 6 space station residents, hundreds of tree seeds, much like those that flew to the moon on Apollo 14, and a mannequin named Rosie in the commander seat, named after the biflex flexing riveter of World War II. And Tesla shares are rallying on optimism about how many cars will roll out of its new factory in China. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. You can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. You can try a full 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-424-7125. 1-800-424-7125. 1-800-424-7125.
We celebrate Christmas in our family.
Keep heading north until I find Santa.
From LV
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Clanton man charged with murder in a deadly boating accident on Lake Jordan has pleaded guilty. Damian Bruno pleaded guilty to two counts of murder in a deadly crash on the 4th of July. Two people died in the crash. Five others were injured. It's Camellia Bowl weekend in the capital city. The pep rally kicks off at 5 tonight at the train shed, followed by the Christmas parade at 6. The big game between Arkansas State and Florida International University is at 4:30 on Saturday. Tickets are still available. And a local high school's food pantry is in need of donations. Lee High School's food pantry serves 100 students a week, sending them home on Fridays with a backpack full of food for the weekend. Contact Lee High School if you're interested in donating. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hello, I'm Jane Ray, account executive at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah! Have a holly jolly Friday. It's the best day of the week. Get a break from your headaches now that the week's complete. Have a holly jolly Friday. Go ahead, yell loud and clear.
Oh, by golly, it's finally Friday. I'm out of here.
At 7:44, Simba the News Elephant. On News Talk 93.1 FM, it is time for today's edition of Animal Stories. Get Wolfman to talk us up to the vocal. Short.
Nope.
He didn't graduate the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Our top story this morning, firefighters in California came to the rescue of a dog that chased a cat up a street. Do we have the audio of the chase? Dog chases the cat. Cat is up in the tree. Are you following me so far?
So far.
The Lathrop-Metekka Fire District said the German Shepherd was chasing a cat when the feline fled up the tree and the dog followed. Firefighters arrived to find the cat at the top of the tree with the dog stranded not far below. This is like a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Yeah.
The cat jumped to safety on its own, but the dog needed help from the firefighters with a hook and ladder to get back to solid ground. Glad to hear that all turned out well for this pooch. We're pretty sure he'll think twice about chasing cats up a tree. Moving right along. I think Janelle would love this if it happened to her, but in Georgia next door, a family there turned to experts for advice when they made an unusual discovery, an owl hiding in their Christmas tree. What was it, last week we heard about somebody brought home a tree and there was a snake in it? Yeah, you may want to, you know, if you buy a real tree, hold it in sunlight so you can see through the branches, make sure there's nothing in there that you don't want in the house. Katie McBride Newman said she and her children, India and Jack, were finishing dinner at their home in Noonan, Georgia, when India was spooked by what she initially thought was an owl-shaped ornament on the tree. There were several owl-shaped ornaments on the tree already, so that's the confusion. Went to see which ornament the girl was talking about, and there was a little live, real owl. Her husband, Billy, said they initially thought the owl had flown in and taken refuge in the tree, but they later started to think it had been inside the tree ever since they bought it 2 days after Thanksgiving. The family tried leaving doors and windows open for the owl to leave on its own, but they ended up contacting the Chattahoochee Nature Center when the avian just stayed put. A Nature Center employee identified it as an eastern screech owl. That's the same kind of owl that's in the movie My Cousin Vinny that sends Vinny running out the front door. Yeah. The employee captured the bird, put it in a crate. It has now been released into the wild again to live happily ever after. And just in case you were wondering, how many people let their pets sleep in bed, lick their face, or go with them to work? 2/3 let the pets sleep in bed. Half bought their pet a holiday present, and half also let the dog lick the face. And those are your animal stories on News Talk 93.1 FM. You know who's... It's like getting mycodermabrasion. Huxley. Huxley from the French Bulldog family downstairs. I went in to... I give them treats before I come up at the happy hour.
Yeah.
And Huxley jumped up into the chair next to mine. And he puts his paws up on the armrest of my chair and then just... And he's got a high-grade sandpaper little tongue there. Sweet boy.
Yes, he is.
He is the sweet boy. Bullet's a little devil dog, but he's adorable. And, of course, King Louis the First, who runs this company. It is 7:48. This is the time of year where we get swept up into the spirit of the season and we tax ourselves physically in a variety of different ways. When you need that natural boost, turn to Infusion. Infusion, 296-1662. Call them and ask about IV vitamin therapy. Perhaps you partied a little bit too hard. They can give you a restorative vitamin IV that will leave you feeling replenished and no longer dehydrated, because everything in these cocktails, these IV cocktails, Rich and I do the Myers. That's an all-purpose. You get a little dose of glutathione, which is the master antioxidant at the end, and do it in less than half an hour. In fact, I'm going to Infusion today to have some more acupuncture, or as they call it, dry needle therapy. Totally painless, but man, does it feel good. And at the end, they drape this heavy, warm blanket over the area that they're treating, and it just, it's like, man, 10 minutes in heaven. They have Juve therapy now at Infusion. It's called the Red Light Room. You stand there for 12 minutes and let those lasers go to work in terms of rejuvenating your skin and so much more. A chiropractor now on premises, Dr. Terry, is awesome. He's the one that does the dry needle therapy for me. And iAssist, which is a brain assist procedure, which is really simple but very effective for people who've had neurological disorders. They've had amazing results with people who've had strokes, Parkinson's, and other maladies. It's worth looking into. 296-1662, or read all about it at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Ryan Turner, the ever so awesome and lovely Lori Allison, wish you all a very Merry Christmas. East of the Rockies.
Hey, very quickly, your owl story inspired me. People will bring home live trees, and in my business, you'll frequently have insects that hatch because it gets warm in the house. And I've seen stink bugs, I mean, dozens and dozens and dozens of stink bugs in people's homes. I've seen manti, you know, the praying mantis.
Yeah.
That can be alarming. You really need to shake that tree out, check it before you bring it inside.
Good advice from one who would know. Thank you for the heads up on that, East.
Listen, and you have a great trip to Florida, my friend.
Appreciate that very, very much. Thank you. It is 7:50. It's almost conundrum time when a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. We're a couple of minutes away.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery. The weather is cooling down, and it's time to get your home ready for the holiday season with some new furniture and accent pieces from the Depot Furniture Gallery. They really do have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture, including entertainment centers, kitchen islands, coffee and end tables, and so much more. How about those rustic decorative items like vintage railroad lanterns, metal signs like lake house, farmhouse, beach house, and of course, Auburn and Alabama. Hey, check out some of their new inventory on Facebook. The Depot is located inside of Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations in Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, Arab, and now inside of Rustic Relics in downtown Clanton. For more information, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300. The Depot Furniture Gallery.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hello, I'm Cheryl Woodward, account executive with Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
So this is Friday. Get all your work done. The work week is over. And the weekend's just begun.
Talk 93.1 FM WACB. We had a call about something that just happened very spontaneously in the afternoon show yesterday in Happy Hour. We had the Salvation Army in to visit, and they made mention of the fact that they're running behind their fundraising goal for the year. And because such a huge portion of what they raise goes to the people they're trying to help, and because the Harringtons, the couple, they're married, and they're both Salvation Army soldiers. And I was so moved by their dedication that why don't we put a kettle in our parking lot on the side of the building? We've done that before. I've turned my car into a bank, you may recall, for a couple of urgent fundraising situations. And I don't have to do that this time. We're going to have a kettle, a drive-up Salvation Army kettle. And that's this afternoon between 3 and 6. We are at 4101A Wall Street. Easy to find. And you can just pull up into the back, drop off your... Bring the change. Empty your change dish. Dig it out of your purse. Wherever you got... They'll take whatever they can get. They need every single penny. And that's a great way to wrap up the final afternoon show before Christmas. We hope you'll help us out. I'll give you the conundrum here in a second. Somebody who was totally on board with that decision yesterday was Mr. Terry Adams. You know him as the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime. He has got so many things stored that people are going to be coming to pick up Monday. Some of them were purchased as long ago as August because the right product with the right deal at that time, they bought it to give at Christmas, a family-type gift. Something for off-road fun or a jet ski. And they do this every year. Terry's a big Christmas guy. And so they love to help families that want to surprise the gang with something that will make this Christmas memorable for years to come. And it's not too late to do it. Adams Motorsports is open today and tomorrow and then Monday. So, and that's, I think, in the time I've been working with Terry, that's the first time they have been open on a Monday. He usually gives everybody that day off so his staff can go out and enjoy the kinds of products they sell. Polaris, made right here in Alabama. Scooters by Kawasaki and Suzuki. Off-road excitement. You know, they're such amazing vehicles to see because they're built rugged. But they've engineered a little luxury into the cockpit of these machines. Really cool. Every manufacturer supports their product with their money, so you don't have to meet a bank credit standard to get the lowest available rate. And those rates are super low. Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. And 24-7, get the credit app started now at adamsmotorsports.com. Still time to have that Christmas miracle. All right, our conundrum. I like this. Individuals who do this before making decisions tend to be more lenient. So what is it that people do before making a decision that puts them in a more lenient state of mind? 272-9228. I can tell you this, it's something we all do every day. Oh, and it's
not that.
Thank you, Rich. It is not that. 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. What is this ordinary, everyday thing we all do every day, at least we hope, that tends to make us more lenient when we have to make a decision? 272-9228. And I know there's going to be calls as soon as we come back from Skipper here.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have heavy traffic on I-65 southbound into Montgomery this morning and the report of a disabled vehicle along I-65 a couple miles out of Prattville on the right side. Watch out for it. We got that slowdown going on at the 143 this morning where the Millbrook folks join you folks on your way into Montgomery. I-85 southbound into the city, moderate to light traffic. We're seeing no problems at the interchange. Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue, very congested, as well as the East Boulevard, East South Boulevard. Use caution wherever you are. We got a high volume of traffic going on around the city right now as everybody's making their way into work. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter would like to wish you and all those close to you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It is 7:57, and people are ready to try on this conundrum. Something, if you do this before making a decision, you will be more lenient, and we start with Balake.
Hey, good morning. I'm going to go with sleep.
Sleep. All right, let's try that. Sleep, not the one we need, but a good guess. Good guess. Thank you. 272-9228. Jody.
Hey, Greg, I think you should poop first. It makes you feel better. Darn.
You know what? I wish I was thinking a little faster. I should have gone. but it makes sense. Because when you're backed up, you get agitated.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not going to feel very lenient. Well, it's true. I mean, I will not make a decision in a constipated state. I just won't.
That's good.
Yeah, isn't that nice? On WTMI. 7:58. Debbie, what do you think? What is this simple thing we do that makes us more lenient when we have to make a decision?
Good morning. I would say pray about it.
Pray. That's a good idea. That's a good suggestion and a good guess. Just not the winner. Thank you so much. All right, and let's get this one from Bolt.
News Talk, who's this?
Bolt?
Chris was for still.
Bolt, there we go.
Good morning. How about, has somebody said eat?
No, not the right answer, though. But it's an everyday thing. It's something we do every day that makes us more lenient. Thank you for the call. And one more, Chris.
Yes, good morning. I want to say you... You pray.
That was guess.